The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Welcome and greetings. My name is Brant, and Sherry is here too. Thank you for listening. We're honored that you do.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to be an encouragement to you, like actually help you have courage and build you up.
Yeah.
That's the objective. And we're going to be silly too, because that's who we are. I mean, it's just, it happens.
Sometimes involuntarily, it's just here.
That's our role here. We hope you enjoy the music, and I hope, you know, things we say are a blessing to you, honestly, bottom line. And so thank you for listening. We're glad you're here. Saw this astronaut giving tips on how to handle isolation or being around the house.
That's a good point. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, I got all experience with this as an astronaut. But he said, I'm sure this is true, I got to do this myself. He said, have goals every day and then start doing stuff real fast.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I don't know if this has happened to you. I've been taking more naps, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Rest.
Just kind of, Just like, if you don't write it down, he's like, have some goals for the day. Mm-hmm. Write those down. It's really helpful. Mm-hmm. Keep it directed. And again, you may be somebody like, yeah, I do that all the time. That's great. But then the rest of us that are like, that's not a normal thing.
Right.
And then it just kind of slips by, and just, then you feel like a slug.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, good word from the astronaut on having goals. Question, are you a hugging person? I am not.
I am.
You are. That's
I
right.
I am, yes.
Sherry is. I am not. Everybody's represented here on the show. But it's important. I've studied humans for some time, and humans need hugs.
Okay.
And apparently, it releases oxytocin.
Okay.
In your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are isolated, and when people are home, they don't get to see not as much social contact or whatever. I think it's really important with family, whoever you're in your quarantine zone.
Yeah.
Intentionally, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. They say it's really, really good for people.
I'm sure.
So Sherry, hug your mom.
Yes.
I hug
my
wife.
She's a hugger too. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me hurt for my son because he's living by himself in the military, but like I can't reach out and hug him, but he needs it. Like,
yeah,
it's very, very healthy. And even if, and I've done this before too, like I am now going to give you a 30 second hug, and even if it's robotic, you know, after 15 seconds, it's no longer robotic. It starts to melt. It starts to melt. We're learning a lot. We're being reminded of a lot of stuff. Here's one thing. You know that there's a scripture about not boasting about the future and instead saying, Lord willing. Right, that's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember where. Sherry. I know it's in the New Testament.
Okay.
Paul probably said it, I think. All right, so you might ask, why didn't you do this research before you started blabbing about it? It's because, you know,
yeah,
we're just
kinda, it's tough out here.
Yeah, it's tough out here. You can look it up. But man, is that true or not? Like, what a reminder. Again, like, we think we control stuff. I do too. Like, I'm going to be doing this next month. I'm going to be doing that. Well, maybe not. Mm. Maybe you're not. We'd planned to do some live comedy shows and stuff. We had to cancel that, postpone. But it is a good reminder to say, if the Lord allows it, if the Lord wills it, like this is going to happen, because otherwise we're not in control. Can we give it up for the grocery store people who stock the shelves late at night, early in the morning? You got your own families to worry about, your own life to worry about, your own stuff going on. And what you're doing is a huge blessing to us. So thank you. And by the way, we want to thank other people too. And if you can think of somebody to thank, please call us and let us know. People are filling roles that normally they don't get applauded, but right now you're very aware how awesome they are. Let's thank them. So here's the number. It's
855-90-BRANT.
It's someday. I don't know when. But
someday.
I'll remember my own phone
That's
number.
That's something for us to hope towards.
Yes, yeah, I'm working towards that. 855-90-BRANT. Seriously, call us and just say, I'd like to thank, and then these people for doing their jobs. I'll start with the shelf stock. Did you get an email from somebody about the...
Yeah, who said the grocery store workers, her boyfriend, she didn't want me to say her name, but her boyfriend, John, she said... that they are working insane hours. They are concerned with their own lives, as you said.
Yep.
And yet every day showing up, trying to be kind, trying to be helpful and understanding how panicked people are and trying to relieve them.
Thank you for all you're doing. Big time. You guys are heroes. You don't hear it enough, but you really are. You're serving us too. Thank you. I was wrong again. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's good that we can acknowledge.
Yeah. I thought that was in. We were just talking about how we're all learning stuff. Like things get clarified in time like this. But I've been learning about I'm not in control of stuff. And so there was a scripture. I thought Paul wrote it, but it turns out Sherry just pointed out James.
Yes.
In the book of James. But it says, "Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city. Spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life?" I'm reading it directly here. "What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." That is so true. And again, this is a clarifying time. We can see people are being shaken. And that's a word that appears in Scripture quite a bit about being shaken and how if you have a faith that can't be shaken, it's a wonderful thing because it's something that lasts. Everything else doesn't. Nothing else lasts, actually. It is a good rule of thumb, they say. Leave 6 feet in line. Like if you're in line at Walgreens or CVS or something, leave 6 feet in line. Mm. Hopefully people will respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just cut in line. But they said if you want to picture it, and this is what I like so much about it, they said picture you leave enough space for an adult llama that could be in front of you.
Why that?
I don't know, but I was like, that is the coolest explanation.
How many people have that front of mind?
That I have ever heard. So just picture, you have a hard time picturing that, just leave enough space for an adult llama, and that'll
be
good.
You should
be fine. Maybe you've noticed this, maybe you haven't, how low interest rates are right now for mortgages. And not to get too much into my personal business, but we've mentioned this on the podcast. A friend of mine told me, I didn't think much of it since we bought our place only a year ago, but it told me, they're really low. You should refinance. And so I called Fellowship Home Loans, and oh my goodness, I talked to Mike and Brian, and they're awesome. And we are lopping years off the mortgage, and our monthly payment's going down. So think about that. That's pretty awesome. If you have a mortgage, think about this. They're very good to work with, and Mike and Brian support what we do on the show, so we're excited about that. It's Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans. Please tell them you heard about them from us. We'd appreciate that. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. In the midst of all this, you know what's happening? Memories are being made right now for your kids, if you have kids. You know how the depression, like, stuck in the minds of your grandparents or great-grandparents, they went through that. Like, that became this defining thing for generations. They remember things their parents said.
Mm-hmm.
When they were going through stuff. What a chance. This is a huge opportunity in the midst of anxiety and stress to say to your kids, you know what? I don't know what God's going to do for us here. I don't know how he's going to work it out, but he is going to work it out. You watch him. He loves us. So we're going to watch. And I don't even know how we're going to work this out. You might be in financial stress. But right in the midst of it, to be able to say that, that's what your kid will remember, because it wasn't a pat answer and you didn't know where it was going, but you're like, okay, we're going to see. We're going to write down this date and say, we didn't know where God was going to provide, but you watch him do it. Eric writes, Brant, you said in a recent podcast and on the show that breaking animal news, which is a feature of our show, that breaking animal news is irrelevant right now, but this is when we need it most.
Mm.
We would like something else in the world to talk about.
Is
so,
this a real?
Yes, it is. Now, this is legitimate.
Okay.
It's from Eric Hine. Is his
name. Okay. All right.
So, all right. We'll do some breaking animal
news.
It's
been requested, apparently.
Yeah, by request. People want a little bit break from everything else.
Okay.
This sort of relates, though, but there are animals doing stuff all over the world, you know?
Sure.
That's
sure.
always true.
Yes.
They're always doing stuff, but it never gets reported on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now, it's really cool because if you have kids or you know, nephews, nieces, whatever they need to watch something, or maybe yourself. But all of these zoos are doing live streams where you can watch, like Cincinnati Zoo's got Fiona the Hippo or whatever, but there's giraffes to watch.
You just watch them do what? Are they playing games or?
They're, doing stuff, being cool out there.
What?
A baby snow leopard in Australia. I got upset about that one, honestly.
Why?
Because it's in Australia. I tried to watch it. It's dark. So it's
okay.
No, it's true. But anyway, Just so you know, that is an option, and it's very relaxing to watch.
Watch penguins. The animals.
Little penguins, they went through the shed aquarium. Did you see that?
No.
They set the penguins free because there's no humans in there.
Right.
And they just followed them with a camera, and they went from exhibit to exhibit like a little family.
That actually sounds kind of entertaining.
It was extremely entertaining, and they're like, well, we like this, we like that, and we're like this.
We love this freedom.
Not going to tell you that this is all a wonderful thing, because it's obviously not everything that we're dealing with. However, in the midst of something as big and complex and as weighty as this coronavirus issue is, or little things, and I've heard this from several people, they've noticed little things that they haven't noticed before that are really beautiful. And I have too. I mentioned we did a Facebook Live this last weekend, but I was mentioning on that, like, I just saw this little baby that could run around. He was mm-hmm. just with his mom outside. Mm-hmm. He was just toddling, but he was making friends with the birds. Mm. Just himself, just delighted to run around in the grass with these birds that were just kind of dodging him. And mom was watching him, and I was laughing. I was walking the dog. But there's lots of beautiful things going on. And maybe you've noticed this too. Sometimes it takes something like this, knock us out of our normal habits, start something new, but that's a good thing to hold on to. This whole situation is incredibly clarifying on a whole bunch of things. Yes, some things are confusing, but some things become more clear. For example, how much we need to appreciate people who do jobs that we often don't recognize. We're into celebrities in this culture, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But not now.
That's true, isn't it?
They don't have that much to add.
Mm-mm.
Somebody did a montage of celebrities singing Imagine by John Lennon, and it did not go over well on Twitter. Yeah. People were responding to it going, that's all you got?
Yeah.
Didn't help. And I would like to thank, and have been thanking today, people who stock shelves. Thank you for being so awesome. You guys are heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get to hear it all the time. But again, this is very clarifying. And wondered if you would call us. You can just leave a message. It's 855-90-BRANT. Tell us who you're aware now. Like, I'm really thankful for these people. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear that and pass it along to Jen. Who would you say you're really thankful for right now? Just jumps out at you.
Well, it hasn't really affected me personally, but I really appreciate my brother is a physics teacher, and he and other teachers that I know have been offering people, like, online just to give them help with if they have any questions as they have to do some of their schoolwork from home. So he is put the word out to people, anyone who's studying physics right now, if they have any questions. He has plenty of time, so he can help them with their questions.
There's a lot of teachers that are redoing it, figuring out how to do this and making it work.
And, you know, I have a teacher friend, and her school district doesn't have a lot of students who really have internet access. And so she can't really do a lot of online with them. So what she said she was going to try to do was actually call her students personally.
Wow.
And just check in with them and make sure that they have what they need. And I thought that was really cool.
I love
that she
teachers.
Hero.
Yeah.
Man, we're learning things about ourselves. Here's one thing that jumps out to me is how hard we try to keep everything as is in life. What I mean by that, think about this for your own life. Like, we want to keep these people around me. Like, I've got to keep my kids, or whatever, but kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll move away or get married, like my daughter just did. Things change, and we don't want to admit it, but things do change. We've just seen massive changes we can't control. But how wonderful is this? Again, just to reframe how we think about God here, this is the one thing that does not change, is this love relationship with Him. Nothing can rock that boat. Nothing can get in the way between you and God, and His love is unshakable. So everything else can be shaken. Everything else can change. Everything else is a mist and a vapor. It will change. But there's one thing that won't, that's incredibly valuable. Just to take a little break from the heavy news that we've been discussing, we've been talking about breaking animal news.
Mm-hmm.
Weird thing, I was just starting to tell Sherry off the air, there's a bunch of fake animal news going around.
Now, what does that
I'm not
look
kidding.
Like? Okay.
So there's, well, like, there was a this very popular tweet, and I saw this. I'm like, oh, that's neat. How animals are taking over Venice
uh-huh.
in Italy because the tourists are gone.
Uh-huh.
So now there's dolphins in the
water. I didn't.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's not true.
And then, like, the swans have returned. Well, there are usually swans, like, right next door there.
So people are fabricating breaking animal news.
Yeah, they come up. It's not true.
Right.
So they said
how does that make you feel as a breaking animal news correspondent?
Oh, I'm enraged. I'm absolutely beside myself with... No. They said, well, this is why I'm like, go watch these live streams. There's one live stream you can watch. Just look it up. There's zebras and giraffes just playing together, being friends. Yeah, there's just a lot. I mean, okay. We'll watch that. So that's real. And some of these stories aren't true, but that is true. That is happening. I don't know if this would help or not. I thought with people, you know, if you got little kids, they might get on. Not getting any nerves. They are a blessing. That's all I wanted to say. They're a blessing, and you might want a break from that blessing.
Sure.
For a little bit.
Because it's just too much. Haven't you ever
too much blessing?
You felt overtaken by a blessing.
Thank you, Lord. But not now. Just give me a little break from this.
Sure.
Okay. I get it. This may or may not work. All right. Depends on how old your kids are, if they even care. But I just started reading children's books. And I'm going to put them on Facebook and I think YouTube. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Brant Hansen page on Facebook, it's just me. And then they can see the pictures. Kind of like I'm holding them, you know, right next to me in a chair. So
that's awesome.
So you don't see me, which is great. But I'll just turn the pages and look at the pictures. I'll read them a book.
Mm-hmm.
So we just did the one about the squirrel lady. It's called Miss Susie. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're going to do Go Dog Go and stuff.
So if you need a little break from your blessings.
Break. Maybe this will kill, you know, 8 minutes or something. And you can go get something done or... Just curl up in a corner somewhere, like give me a break. Hopefully, it might help. Who knows?
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.